Something happened to me in the cinema.
Ah, something. This is category number 9. We're nearly at the end. At the beginning of this morning's show, if you didn't hear us, we gave 16 specific categories. Greatest hits of things we've done on the show. We're working through them. This is category 9. What happened to you in the cinema, Ian?
Well, I went in with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And this huge guy, really muscly and massive, mm-hmm. came and sat next to me with his girlfriend on... So my girlfriend was on one side, he was on the other.
Yeah.
And at a particularly dark bit in the film,
yeah.
he obviously couldn't see what was going on around him.
Yeah.
And he leant across and started nuzzling my neck.
trying to see around the head in front.
No, I suspect not.
Really?
Anyway,
he turned on you. He came out on you.
Yeah, I hope he thought he was going for his girlfriend.
Which film were you watching?
I can't remember. I went to quite a few in those times. I've been trying to remember because I thought you'd ask me that. But...
Exactly. I'm trying to remember.
He's blocked it out.
It's pertinent. You see, if you're going to see a film called Come Running Boys, The Fleet's In, then if somebody leans over and nods you, mano a mano, then you're yourself to blame. But as far as you knew, this was a perfectly reasonable film to be watching, and you didn't expect another man to make a pass at you.
Yeah.
So what did you do, Ian?
Well, he was really, really huge, so yeah. I didn't want to sort of say anything in case he decided to...
It's not so much sexual preference as cowardice in real life, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
I sort of gently tried to lean away, sort of give him a message. And
all the women around here looking through the window saying, now, how do you like it? Yeah, see what the gals go through 7 days a week. Yeah.
He obviously took it as some trying means of escape, so he grabbed me and pulled me closer. And I think it was at that point when he started to pull me back that I think he realised he was actually grabbing a bloke rather than a woman.
Nonsense, nonsense. Boy, George gives a hollow laugh down his sleeve at that. Oh, no. It's what they call a conversion job, my friend. He knew exactly what he was doing, although when you spurned his advance, nobody was more shocked than he. And it's one of the old, oh, but I thought you were a woman. Yeah, right, and I'm the king of Spain. Let's say the news. 97 to 99.